As we think of our Christmas time, and we look at the manger and who arrived and was placed in the manger, which was Jesus as a baby. And I wonder, as Mary looked down upon Jesus, and I know that the song, Mary, Did You Know, assumes an awful lot that what Mary thought and knew. But as she looked down at this beautiful baby, knowing that she was the mother of Jesus, that she was going to experience and witness horrible things that she would never want for her child. As we look at our children, there's no way that we can know what time and circumstance will require of them. But Jesus, on the other hand, because of his heavenly Father, knew from a very young age, in fact, we know the earliest is at least 12, that he had to be about his Father's business, what was going to be required of him. And his life was not going to be the tranquil, peaceful, beautiful, romantic scene that we have at Christmas time of this baby. But his was going to culminate on a cross, with jeers, people laughing, people mocking, people hating, and yet looking down from that cross, miles and miles from the manger, he looked down and saw the need of all humanity. And regardless of what people said, regardless of what they did, regardless of what they thought, Jesus says, I'm here for you. This table reminds us that God is all about us, and it is about us. And our job and our goal as we partake of these emblems are to become like Christ, so that our job is about other people. These emblems remind us of the cost of our unity and the price that God set a value on us because of his love. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today for these emblems that once again remind us of your tremendous love for each one of us. On the days that we feel that we are nothing, that we are dirt, that we are worthless, we can look back and remember that your Son, God himself, died, showing us how important we are to him. So as we share these emblems, Father, we truly are blessed, and blessed with the remembrance of all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.